Hallelujah. So wonderful to gather here. Thank you. That music, wow, that psalm response, it cleaned out the cobwebs in my brain and soul. A blare of trumpets for the Lord. And so wonderful to gather here and to be, to worship God. To worship God. Remember when Jesus came to earth? Why in the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew do we hear about his birth? Because I believe Jesus began a little pilgrimage. This pilgrimage of love, that Jesus came and he descended from heaven to dwell with us so that we might ascend to heaven. That's why it's this pilgrimage of love. And he didn't want to do it by himself. He wants to take all of us with us into heaven. And that's why the Feast of the Ascension is the great feast of hope. And hope is the virtue, the theological virtue, which is the distinctive mark of the Christian. A Christian is a person of hope. A Christian is a person of hope. What is a Christian? A person of hope. Folks at home, what is a Christian? A person of hope. Hope. What is hope? Hope is craving. Hope is craving for heaven. This morning at our 7:30 Mass with 10 people, including the priest, there we were, and I asked, what is hope? And there's this young fellow over there, Matthew. He's a fifth grader at Our Lady of Grace. And I said, Matthew, what are you craving for? And he said, I'm craving to have a meal in a restaurant. And I asked, White Castle? All right. And he said, no, Father. But craving, like, what are you craving for? Like, because craving is something deep. Like, I'm craving for chocolate cake. I'm craving to go on vacation. I'm craving just to throw my arms around a billion people and hug them and slap five. That's what I'm craving for. To crave. The Feast of Ascension, the Feast of Hope, is us craving for heaven. So what is heaven? See, sometimes we can think that heaven is just like having a bunch of White Castle burgers. But I'll tell you, if heaven is having a bunch of White Castle burgers, there's going to be some folks that aren't going to be craving that. In fact, isn't the tagline of White Castle the Crave or something like that? Anyways, they should hire me. But rather, it's heaven is a community. This community of love. This community of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Heaven, when you're in heaven, you're immersed into the community of God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's no place you can feel deeper love than to be in the heart of God, who is love. And heaven is that community of love which reaches out to the whole body of Christ, all those who have chosen to become, through God's grace, disciples and have lived as disciples, living for craving heaven. That's what heaven is. That's why heaven is so good. It's not what we eat or do or don't do. It's not about sleeping or fishing or playing cards. Heaven is about love. And love is a relationship where you and I are called to dwell for all eternity in the heart of God. So hope. See, we with hope aren't living with our head up in the clouds. But rather, when you're filled with hope, you want to live in the midst of earth. You want to live with people. And hope is what drives our mission. See, if you're a person of hope, then you will be a person of mission. That's why when Jesus Christ gives the Holy Spirit, it's so that we might go out into the world. And what is our mission? To make Jesus Christ known and loved. See, when we have hope, We don't just sit back and relax and wait for Allison to do everything. Rather, when we have hope, we get engaged in the world. We engage in loving one another. We engage in serving. We engage in doing things. We are living for others. That's why this past Wednesday, when we celebrated with great gratitude with Archbishop Hebda, the work and the service and ministry of Mrs. Maureen Trinneri as our principal for only 29 years, it wasn't about her retiring, because saints don't retire, but rather about her dedicating the next phase of her life to education in the urban schools of John Paul and of serving in Ghana at our sister school, St. Joseph and Our Lady of Grace. Because see, when you have hope, you live the mission. And you don't say, I've done enough. Hope. When you have hope, hope transforms suffering. See, Jesus went up the mountain today, but early in his career, he went up a mountain. Remember that mountain? We call it today the Mount of the Beatitudes. And he was there, and he went up the mountain, and then he sat down, because that's what you do when you teach, when you're an important person. So that's why you don't see me sitting. And he began to teach them. And he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the pure of heart. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Because our suffering is transformed. Our suffering isn't about misery here. Our suffering reminds us that we're called to dwell with God forever. And so even though we suffer, and indeed during these last couple months, we have suffered so many disappointments, so many illnesses, people dying of COVID, people not being able to, you know, hug their mothers and grandmothers and their little babies. I mean, it's very difficult. But our suffering is transformed. We don't live in misery. We live in hope. Hope. So ask God for the grace of hope. And that's why a third thing that hope does, hope, first of all, hope drives mission. Hope transforms suffering. A third thing hope does is it gives us calm. You might look at me and say, calm? But it allows us to be patient. Hope allows us to play the long game. We don't have to be frenetic and get it all done today. The victory is God's. And sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I think, no, I got to make it all happen now. I got to get this done. But when you live in hope, you can be calm, patient, play the long game. If there's one thing I think that we as a world needs is the witness of the church in hope, willing to play the long game, not rushing into it as if this is the last chance I get to have a beer with my buddies and I'm going to run over there and do it. Because that means I'm living for now and not for heaven. Play the long game. So hope, it drives mission, it transforms suffering, it allows us to live calmly and play the long game, and hope. And hope is that awareness that God is with me now. Now. Not tomorrow, not over there, but now, here. Hope. See, Jesus said at the end of today's gospel, his last parting words is, behold, I am with you always. Not only when you're at church, not only when you are praying, but always when you're doing your homework, when you're driving to Jerry's, when you're visiting with your neighbor, socially distant, 7 feet away, wearing your mask. He's with us. When we're suffering, God is with us. When we're alone at night, God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. That's why we live in hope. That's the fruit of hope. Hope is this incredible gift of knowing God is with me. And therefore, it drives mission. It transforms suffering. It allows me to play the long game because God is with me. So I was trying to think of what kind of image could I get of hope? And then I was thinking, there's this people who've lived here on the earth, and they're beautiful people, but their life has been difficult. If you read the history of this people, you go, wow, they have had a miserable life, and it's difficult. It rains a lot. It's gloomy. There's been wars and insurrections. There's been discord and violence there. There's been just a lot. But they live in hope. Yes, the Irish people. I mean, if there's one group of people that should be miserable and cloudy and gloomy, it's the Irish. But the Irish, they love to sing and dance. They love to engage in the world. They're involved. They play music. I was thinking as you were doing that song, Lord of the Dance, I mean, like it's like get our feet moving. Because we are called and invited to live in hope, not in misery. Dwell with God forever. And knowing that we are people of hope, let us ask God to crave heaven, to crave it. So today, as you're craving that meal, go, oh, that's to remind me to crave heaven. And therefore, it drives my mission to make Jesus Christ known and loved. And therefore, my suffering can be transformed. I can live with calm. I can play the long game, for God is with us.